Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. I'm glad you've joined us and have welcomed us and Mr. Woods into your home or car or wherever you're listening. It's like being one big family. Of course, being in a family carries certain responsibilities to love each other and to help and protect each other. I hope you're careful to do that in your own family, and that we will all do that if we are in God's family by faith in Jesus Christ, that we will pray for each other and do our best to get the message of God's love to others. And now here's the choir to sing about God's love. Thank you, choir. I love to hear from our CBC listeners. If you haven't written lately, I hope you'll do it today. The announcer will give you the address at the end of the broadcast. In the meantime, think about this. Suppose your mother called you and said, "Jill or Jimmy, put your name there, I want you to go to Mrs. Zawadowski's house. She has something wonderful to give us, and I want you to go get it." You say, "Mrs. who?" "Mrs. Zawadowski. I know you don't know her, but hurry and go." And you say, "Well, where does she live?" Mother says, "I don't know where she lives. Just go." "Well, what street does she live on?" "How should I know? Don't ask so many questions. Now go." You would be flabbergasted. You wouldn't know where to begin. You wouldn't know Mrs. Zawadowski if you saw her, and you wouldn't know her house if you saw it. You would be clueless. But when Jesus calls you, he doesn't leave you clueless. He says, "Come unto me," and then he gives you the way. He gives you his heavenly GPS. He gave us the Holy Bible, the Word of God, to tell us where we came from, what we're doing here, and where he wants us to go. He has not left us guideless. He sent the Holy Spirit to lead and direct us. He hasn't left us without the way to get there. He gave us Jesus, who is the way. He hasn't left us dumb and without knowledge. He gave us prayer to ask the way. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So there's no reason for us to wander aimlessly without a clue through life. Jesus Christ will lead us if we'll seek him. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." Follow his word for all the clues and you'll never go wrong. And if you have questions about the Bible way of salvation, write and let us know. We can send you some helps. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Thank you.
Years ago, a stalwart old preacher of the gospel, Dr. Robert Bob Schuller, preached his classic sermon, Some Dogs I Have Known, and later compiled a book of sermons by the same name. He spoke of the great qualities of several dogs. His opening statement was, The more I know of some dogs, the less I think of some folks. I agree with him, but I also say the same thing about horses. If you've never met a horse, get someone to introduce you. And while you're sizing up the horse, just know that he's sizing you up, too. Oh, God created horses special. He put in horses great pride and beauty and strength. God describes his magnificent masterpiece in Job 39:19-25. It begins, Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Hast thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paweth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. And so on. I hope you'll look up Job 39, beginning at verse 19, and read more about God's magnificent masterpiece, the horse. I could tell you about several fine horses, but today I'm going to narrow in on one I used to know named Bess. Sweet, gentle Bess. A pretty sorrel with a flash of white on her face. Now, all little calves need a friend, and Bess was their self-appointed guardian angel. What a sweet horse. Some horses need a slightly curved bit in their mouths to control their moves. A few, early on, might even need a harsher bit. But not Bess. Her bit was straight and smooth, needing the least pressure to be guided. She knew her job better than most men and hardly needed a rider. On a long spring cattle drive, when the day and the trail rolled on, when little calves grew tired and began to lag behind, when keeping up with Mama was more than their spindly young legs seemed able to manage, Bess didn't lose a one. Her quick nip on their hindquarters gave them new courage to run to find Mama and keep up with the herd. Yes, Bess had a quiet gentleness and caring way that left no cause for fear in her presence. We saw another side of her, though, when one summer a city teenager was sent to the farm to work. It seemed he had a great tendency to get into trouble, and something had to be done before it was too late. If Dad would be willing to take him on, they would send the boy to him. Dad made no claim or pretense about it, but somehow folks had a confidence that he had an inner know-how to tame whatever needed taming, whether horses or boys or girls. So the city dude got a shock to his system when farm work ran from before dawn to after dark. Heat, fatigue, or resistance, nothing was an excuse for quitting. So it was that one day he was told to ride a corralled pony and bring up another certain horse from the pasture. No problem, or so he supposed. The job went well until City Boy rode too close to Bess. She thought he was after her new colt, and every defense in her system came alive. Her whinnies, rear-ups, and flying hoofs quickly turned away the intruder and his mount. But Mother Bess wasn't satisfied. She turned after the offender, threw her head high, showed her huge teeth, and zeroed in on the boy. In total fear, he barely dodged her vicious bite that could have crushed his ribs. As it was, she just skint a big hunk of skin off his side with her teeth and gave notice of who was in charge. After it was all over, after Mother had patched him up and we knew he was all right, we all had a good laugh. But somehow, the injured young man didn't think it was funny. So embarrassed, he insisted, even begged, that no one would tell anyone about the incident. He moaned, How can I ever explain that a horse bit me? And we all laughed again. Ah, Bess's gentle guardian angel protective attitude was balanced by a fierce fighting spirit when harm threatened her precious colt. And our dear Lord Jesus Christ shows that wonderful love toward his children as well. He is, after all, the good shepherd, tender guide, provider and comforter of his sheep, but he is also the valiant defender of his flock. Deuteronomy says, "For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And because of his strength, I will wait upon thee, for God is my defense." Jesus is our sure defender. Every Christian young person and boy and girl should want those virtues, love and compassion for unsaved people and for God's people, but an instant spirit to fight and defend against any who would distort God's truth or destroy the faith of his precious children. Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. So stand true to God and his word. Be loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter the cost, and God will reward you in his own way. And now, God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.